Now, explain what the quiz is so that...
The quiz is titled, Can You Guess What These Popular Brands Were Originally Called?
Can you guess what these popular brands were originally called?
Yes, we have 14 in total.
Is it multiple choice?
It is multiple choice.
That makes it much better for me as an idiot. So, all right, well, shall we begin?
We begin with, from 1893 to 1898, inventor Caleb Bradham called Pepsi by another name. It was sold as Big Gulp, Brad's Drink, Fizz-A-Lot, or Peppy. What is the original name of Pepsi? Big Gulp, Brad's Drink, Fizz-A-Lot, or Peppy?
I'm going to say Fizz-A-Lot.
You are incorrect. Brad's Drink.
Oh, that was a real original. That's a real original name for the product. That's a very descriptive, you know, very clever name. Yeah, Brad. I'm going to call it Brad. I'm Brad, and I'm going to call it Brad's Drink. Okay. Wow. Brad's Drink. You know what? The next time I have a... I don't drink Pepsi, but the next time I order a Pepsi, I'm just going to go, can you give me a Brad's Drink? All right. I'm doing real well so far.
That's all right. That was a tough one. Mail order maven Edwin Perkins started marketing Kool-Aid in the 1920s. Before settling on that name in 1928, he called his flavoring Instafruit, Cool Brew, Fruit Smack, or Water Aid.
I'm going to say Instafruit.
Instafruit is incorrect. Fruit Smack.
Fruit Smack.
Fruit Smack. He's always been very violent, crashing into walls, smacking people.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I should have said Fruit Smack. That fits in.
Right.
Well, how come they didn't call it Brad's Drink? Wait, what was this guy's name?
Let me see if I can go back here without losing our spot.
Was it Mike? He should have just called it Mike's Flavoring.
Mike's Flavoring.
Yeah. All right.
Hang on one second.
Okay. All right. I'm doing real well here. I'm 0-2. 0-2.
Edwin's drink.
Edwin's seasoning.
Edwin's flavoring.
Edwin's flavoring. Wow. All right. Brad's Drink.
General Mills introduced their puffed oat cereal in 1941, but it wasn't named Cheerios until 1945.
Ah.
For 4 years, it was sold under the name Puffles, Opti-Oats, Oat-Mazing, or Cheerios.
I'm going to go Opti-Oats.
Opti-Oats is incorrect.
What?
Cheerios.
They don't take... Oh, changed it from cherry?
They just dropped the oats.
But Cheerios don't taste like cherry.
No, but that's... I don't know if it was... That's what they were going for.
All right. Cheerios. So
they dropped the A-T-S.
I see. Okay. All right. I got it. All right, let's see if I can go 0-14. You said 14 questions,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Let's see if I can go 0-14 this morning. I'm acquitting myself really impressively at this point. Good God. All right.
Chemist Robert Kesebrough trademarked this soothing petroleum goop known as Vaseline in 1872. Prior to that, he called it Vaseline, Wonder Jelly, Wonder Bomb, Stay Soft.
Wonder Bomb.
Wonder Bomb is incorrect. Wonder Jelly.
I was going to go with Wonder Jelly. Remember Wonder Jelly used to do sports for us on the morning show? Yeah, man, time for sports with Wonder Jelly.
Good college guy.
Yeah. Good old Wonder Jelly. Isn't that a new DC movie coming out? Wonder Jelly?
Yeah.
Is that what...
By the Oscars.
Is that what Gal Gadot puts on her toast? That's what she puts... Hold on a minute. Now, hang on. Hold it. All right.
You don't get that kind of comedy on 2 hours and 14 days.
Oh, that's true. That's true. All right. What do we got now?
Namco had an arcade hit with Pac-Man in 1980.
I think I know this one.
But only after changing the name from... Puckman, Pelletman, Ghost and Goblin, G-O-B-B-L-I-N, or Mr. Chomp Chomp?
No, I don't know this one.
Your options again. What was the former name of Pac-Man? Puck-Man, Pellet-Man, Ghost and Goblin, G-O-B-B-L-I-N, or Mr. Chomp Chomp?
I'm going to go with Mr. Chomp Chomp.
Mr. Chomp Chomp would be incorrect.
Jeez.
Puck-Man.
Really? Because he looks like a hockey puck?
You know, unfortunately, they don't explain what the original names are.
What they mean?
Yeah, or like the etymology, at least.
Yeah, but Puckman, I mean, he does resemble a puck, and it actually makes more sense than Pac-Man, really.
That's true.
You know what I mean? What is a Pac-Man? What's Pac-Man? He looks like a puck, so that actually is a better, I think that's a better name. But then it would be Puckman Fever. So, I don't know. Maybe the NHL said, hey! No! Well, the NHL doesn't own the word puck. That's a. Otherwise, Don Rickles would have been sued 9,000 times. All right, one more before we break?
One more before we break.
All right.
Leo Gertzenzang.
Yeah, he's a buddy of mine. Leo and I go way back. We had a lot of Brad's drinks.
Yeah. Well, at the time it would be appropriate because he introduced these baby-friendly swabs in 1923.
Yeah.
He eventually called them Q-tips,
mm-hmm.
but not before selling them under the name Cotton Cushions, Wax-Offs, Baby Sticks, or Baby Gays.
Baby what?
Gays.
Gays?
Yes, G-A-Y-S.
Wow. I'm Baby Sticks.
Incorrect.
What
baby
is,
Gays.
Is baby Gays. Now, do you know what the Q in Q-tip stand for?
I do not.
Quality.
Ah.
Yes.
Don't use them in your ear, people, by the way.
No, don't. You don't stick them in your
Public
ear.
Public service announcement.
Yeah. Don't do that. Digging into your ear with a Q-tip. That'll give you quality hearing damage is what that'll do. Well, how many questions have been asked so far? What number are we on?
It does not indicate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, seven.
Seven. Oh,
so
good.
We're halfway through,
and I am 0-7, and running strong to the finish line to go 0-14. Stay tuned, everybody. This is exciting. Let's see if I can answer a question correctly. We got the weather here. Wow. Wild Card Wednesday continues to be wild.
Yeah.
Wrapping up with this, and that's Steve requesting the Lord's bright blessing from the Scrooge animated special. That's Mr. Magoo as Scrooge, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you are correct.
Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. And again, speaking of Scrooge, I want to thank everybody for coming out last night to a screening of Bill Murray in Scrooged. We had a great time, and beforehand, we went, a bunch of us, a great many of us, went to the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant in the Crown Plaza Hotel and had a fantastic dinner, and it was wonderful, and they gave us a 15% discount, and it was just a great night all the way around. Good dinner, great place at the Caddyshack, and then Bill Murray and Scrooge. Lots of fun last night. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. Slapshot is next. That'll be January 8th. Paul Newman in one of the greatest comedies of all time, Slapshot. So we'll give you more details as it gets closer. That's coming up. And also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. So I'm not doing well, Dan. I'm not doing well at all.
Tough go so far.
I'm not having a good time trying to guess what the old brand names of items used to be. 0-7, so 7 more to go. Let's see if I can keep that perfect record going.
Before we move away too far, multiple texters are letting us know that Puckman was changed to Pac-Man by the request of arcade cabinet owners who were worried that the P could easily be changed to another letter.
I see. Okay, no, that makes sense.
Very much so.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Here we go.
The Big Mac was invented by McDonald's franchisee Jim Delagatti in 1967. He called it the Aristocrat, the Super Burger, the Mouth Pleaser, or the McDouble.
I'm sorry. Mouth Pleaser is the most ridiculous thing. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
But...
Yeah, mouth
not
pleaser.
Wrong.
Yeah. I like that. That's not it, though. It can't be it. I'm going to go with the, what was the second one?
The Super Burger.
That's what I'm going to go with,
that
Super
Burger. That is incorrect.
What is it?
The Aristocrat.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be, if I wasn't right, I wanted it to be Mouth Pleaser. That's fantastic. Oh, man, I'm doing miserably at this. Okay.
Next question. Dentist William Morrison helped conceive of this chewy treat that was later known as cotton candy.
Wait, a dentist invented that?
I do remember hearing this, that a dentist created cotton
candy. That's unbelievable. Like the worst possible thing for your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
When it was introduced in the late 1800s, so maybe the dentistry world was not as advanced.
No, clearly, clearly it's not very advanced if a dentist invented cotton candy, but it was called something else.
Yes, your options are candy fluff, cloud candy, fairy floss, or sticky sweet.
Well, I'm going to just take a guess here because it was invented by a dentist, and I'm going to call it fairy floss. I'm going to say fairy floss.
That is correct.
Yes, I finally got one. That's just, you know, that's, I was trying to use what little logic I have in my noggin. I tried to use to, like, figure out, well, the guy's a dentist. But see, that's the worst dentist ever. He used the word floss to describe what was essentially cotton candy.
Yes.
Like, it's okay for kids to floss with cotton candy. Well, you know why? Because you floss with cotton candy, you're going to have a lot of room between your teeth because they're going to fall out.
It's like those people who are saying that, you know, dentists on Halloween should be giving away candy because it increases their work.
Yeah, exactly. You get more business. I can't believe a dentist invented cotton candy. That's fantastic. That is a great piece of trivia. Oh, all right.
Eggo waffles.
Oh boy.
Rolled out to stores in 1953, but consumers couldn't let go of their Eggo just yet. For the first 2 years, the waffles were called Weggos, Munchums, Toasties, or Froffles.
Froffles?
Yes. Again, your options are Weggos, Munchums, Toasties, or Froffles.
I'm going to say Toasties.
Toasties is incorrect. Froffles.
Froffles?
Froffles. Froffles.
Oh, so it was French toast, or no, French toast and waffles?
Maybe, yeah.
That's probably what, right?
You'd imagine.
French toast and waffles? Okay. Boy, I got one. Hey, I got one, Dan.
Yep. The Frisbee spent a few months in the late 1950s being marketed as the Flying Saucer, Pluto Platter, Discus, or the Flyby.
I'm going to go with Pluto Platter.
You are correct.
Wow. That had nothing to do with any knowledge on my part whatsoever.
Just like alliteration.
Yeah. Pluto Platter. Hey, do you know this is a true thing? Do you know that the guy who invented the Frisbee, I just heard this weird fact on a game show, I can't remember what game show it was, but the question was, is it true or false that the guy who invented the Frisbee, when he died, he was cremated and his ashes were formed into a Frisbee?
Really?
And that's true. Yeah. Unfortunately, ended up on a neighbor's roof. Hold on a minute. Hold on a second. Wait.
All right.
I can't. Hold on. All right.
The classic word game Scrabble took off in the 1950s, but not before inventor Alfred M. Butts.
B-U-T-T-Z?
S. B-U-T-T-S.
No, come on, really? That's his... B-U-T-T-S?
B-U-T-T-S.
All right.
Tried another name. Alfred called it Word Soup, Word Play, Tile Scramble, or Criss-Cross Words.
Boy, that's tough. I mean, it could be any one of those, right?
Correct. Word Soup, Word Play, Tile Scramble, or Criss-Cross Words.
I'm going to go with Tile Scramble.
Tile Scramble is incorrect. Criss-Cross Words.
Criss-Cross Words. Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. See, I went with it, and my logic was Tile Scramble is similar to Scrabble. So I thought maybe that's why they just changed. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It wasn't right.
It wasn't right. Yeah. But before taking its name from the Greek goddess of victory, Nike opened for business in 1964 by selling shoes under the name Swish, Blue Ribbon Sports, Swoop.
Or Soup?
Swoop.
Oh, Swoop.
Swoop, S-W-O-O-P.
Oh, okay.
Or Ultimate Sport. So again, your options are Swish, Blue Ribbon Sports, Swoop.
I'm going to go with Blue Ribbon Sports.
You are correct.
Because, you know, those other ones were dumb.
Although I believe Swish is what the symbol is known as.
Is it?
I believe so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that's what they've dubbed it.
So they just took the word for not using the backboard and just sinking the ball right in. That's because that's a swish, right?
I believe. Well, yes, that for sure. But yeah. The thing I remember hearing.
Okay. All right.
Before it was Domino's, customers ordering.
Oh,
you should know this one. We talked about it recently.
Yeah.
Before it was known as Domino's, customers ordering pizza at the franchise's first location in 1960 had to ring up a place called Dom's Pizza, Poker Pizza, Two Brothers Pizza, or Dominick's.
Dominick's.
That is correct.
Yes, that's only because we talked about that before. All right, how many are left?
This is the last one.
Last one. Here we go. I've got. How many do I have total? Three.
Three, I believe.
Okay, three. Boy, that's fantastic.
The home of Batman and Superman didn't become officially known as DC Comics until 1977. The publisher began printing comics in 1934 under the name World's Finest Comics, National Allied Publications, National Periodic Publications, or All Fun Comics.
National Allied.
That is correct.
I knew that. I don't know why. Wow, I got 4 out of 14. I'm a genius. All right. Dan, Kevin Powell tomorrow, right? Talking sports? All right, Kevin Powell's going to join us tomorrow talking sports. And the news is coming up right after this.